The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Ferrizzi, CEO of Blue Star Capital. BLU is ticker there. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. My pleasure.
Yeah, we've spoken before, and I know about you, but for people not familiar with Blue Star Capital, could you just give us a brief summary before we get into the news, Tony?
Absolutely. So Blue Star is an investment company listed on AIM. Our market cap is around 8 million today. We are focused very much on early stage businesses. So unlike a lot of investing companies, we come in at the first round. And so that means there's a lot of risk. But the upside obviously is significant if we get that right. So our portfolio today has 8 investments, of which 7 are in esports, and we have actually 2 in payments as well. So we've got a nice split between the two, exciting growth from esports and longer term investment profile from the payments businesses.
Yeah. So it focuses on sort of hot areas in the tech space, maybe. I mean, esports, I've just been the CEO John Clark of Gfinity, and like I said, they're getting traction there and get a lot of interest. And today, of course, of all days, one of your investments has floated, and it's a high profile. So tell us about it. Guild Esports, what's it all about, and why did you invest at the start?
Yeah, no, it's obviously a great story for us. So Guild, we invested back last November. In fact, we invested in 6 esports businesses at the same time, which Guild was, one of those investments. And Guild has performed obviously extremely well since we invested. So we invested at 1p. It's listed this morning at 8p. We invested more money at 6. And I suppose one of the interesting things is David Beckham has taken a stake in Guild and is involved in the academy they're developing. So that's brought a lot of publicity to the company, and obviously that's very good for going forward for things like sponsorship, etc. So an exciting story. They just raised 20 million, which is a lot of money for a pre-revenue business. And we're very happy with the start. Very early days in terms of the of trading, literally a couple of hours. But I think there's every expectation it will perform very well.
Yeah, and just before we came on, we were talking about how hot gaming and specifically esports is, and the money inflow just growing. The interest is growing. Brands are becoming aware of it. It's a way to connect with the younger audiences in a new, refreshing way. And it's just a start. Do you feel that?
Absolutely. I mean, the growth is, very strong. I mean, it's sort of 15-20% per year in growth in terms of revenues and viewers. So, I mean, it's bigger than most media areas. So it's much bigger than film, TV. Probably put all these together and you're getting the size of the esports audience. So while the revenues are not as significant as other areas, the eyeballs is much bigger. And obviously that over time that will translate into revenues. And, I think there's a massive upside from this area. Yeah. And that's really why we took the decision, a year ago to move into this space. And we actually have, as I've mentioned, 6 other investments in esports. We originally did 6. We've just taken a new one, Formation, recently, which is going to be involved in Contact Sports. And that's a European business. But we have global reach. We've got Googly, which is Indian. We have an American company, Canadian company, Australian. And we also, perhaps just touch upon Dynasty, which is our Singapore business, but really working in Malaysia. Yeah. And we announced a few months ago they've actually signed a really transformational deal with the Malaysian Esports Federation to run esports throughout Malaysia. Wow. And this is an enormous opportunity for more than 20 million gamers in Malaysia. And the potential for that one contract alone is very significant. I know they're doing very well. So we think there's massive upside in Dynasty.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I mean, I look at the stats, of course, and I see the growth there. But when I look at my children, I know where it's all headed. They don't even look at terrestrial TV. I mean, all they want to do is actually play games or watch people on YouTube playing games.
Yeah,
and you realise that's the future. They're the future. And all their friends are doing the same. And so, me and my wife may watch, the odd drama and stuff like that on TV, but they don't do any of that. I see, terrestrial TV dying unless it starts sort of importing, unless they manage to convince some of these YouTubers to come on the terrestrial, which they don't need to because they've got a bigger audience on YouTube anyway. So it's literally all going that way, isn't it?
it's very difficult to see what's going to stop this. So, I mean, really trying to figure out why it's not going to continue growing. You know, I think no one can really come up with a good answer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a very exciting area for Blue Star to have got involved in. And, you know, we're pretty unique, I think, amongst the invested businesses, because there's no one else doing what we're doing. So, you know, if you believe in this sector, then, you know, Blue Star is a very interesting vehicle to get into it.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's eSports. I mean, let's be honest, like I say, you're quite spread there, so all you need is one of them to go nuts and you'll do well. And like you say, already you've done well with Guild. But let's talk about your other investments. So your blockchain investments. I know we talked about Satoshi Pay when you've come on previously. What's happening there?
Yes, yeah, so Satoshi Pay is a blockchain payments business. Originally in micropayments, a great product, but really the market wasn't there. So they pivoted away from that and now doing B2B cross-border payments, which, as we all know, is an enormous market dominated by the banks. So they developed a product which at the moment looks like it can offer much cheaper, quicker, and more transparent product than the banks. So, it's early days, still going through testing, but the first transactions have gone through and they've achieved those objectives. So over the next 2 or 3 months, there's a lot more testing going on, some early customers coming on board. So, if we can get that right, then, it is clearly going to be a very big business.
Yeah.
And the great thing for Blue Star is that we own 28% of it. So, it's taken a long time, but I think the upside for Blue Star shareholders, if Satoshi Pay delivers, it's very, very significant.
Yeah, absolutely. The share price seems to be sort of reflecting some of the heat and the potential in some of your investments. Is what I'm looking at here. It's more than doubled since, June? Some very well. So, more to go, do you think?
I believe so. The NAV of the company, the market cap of the company is $8 million today. If you look at the NAV based on the Guild recent, the IPO, that's short $2.5 million. Satoshi Pay's in our books at 4.5. So there's $7 million. The last valuation for Dynasty was $1.4 million, so $8.4 million. That's the NAV there covered. That doesn't take any account of the other 5 esports investments. That doesn't take account of Starla, which is another payments business, which I think has a big future. So I think there's a lot of potential upside. I mean, I think Dynasty alone has the potential to be significantly above our market cap. So I think there's a lot of upside. But we have to deliver. And clearly, as I've mentioned at the beginning, this is early stage businesses. I mean, they're now, some of them are developing obviously quite nicely, so they're not all early stage anymore. Yeah. But I think there is a lot of upside.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that could be one of the reasons, actually. Every guest on the podcast, I ask for 3 reasons why someone listening should hit that follow button on their page and add them to the watch list. So give us 3 reasons, if you could, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think obviously I just mentioned the potential uplift in evaluation over the next 12 months, I think could be quite serious. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we are a pretty unique vehicle for esports. Anyone interested in that sector, probably we're a good play in there. One of the things we like to look for in companies is highly incentivized management teams. And I think the board of Blue Star, we are heavily incentivized for the business to be successful. We own 8% between us. We've got warrants over quite a lot of stock. So, we're determined to make this a success.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on. So hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.